Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm holding it down. You know, I'm lonely. I'm very glad you called because it's just lonely in the studio talking to myself.
I know. I've been listening to the show. It sounds like you guys need some calls.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate that. I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment or not, but it's good to hear from you. What are you getting into tonight, Jen?
Well, I deliver for a very famous delivery company, and I just have millennial questions that I think would be good for Will.
Okay. Well, you're on the air right now with me, Will, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. Hey, Jen.
So I do a lot of deliveries in the evening, and so I listen to you and Johnny all the time.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I think you guys are great.
Cool. Appreciate that.
But, you know, I deliver in downtown Tampa, I don't know how these kids afford to live in downtown Tampa. Mm. You know, I delivered to the seventh floor that overlooks the bay, and these kids are 21. They just got out of college.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm in my 50s. I could not afford to live here, and I have a good job. I just do this on the side for college money for my kid.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so I called my sister. I'm like, so I asked at the desk, like, how much does it cost to live in one of these apartments? They're like, it's like, you know, $3,500, $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I called my sister. I'm like, these kids are making like $50,000 coming out of school. Like, how are they affording it? She's like, their parents are paying for them.
That's probably it. More than likely. I will say, Jen, that I'm a little bit older now. I'm 36 years old. And my friends are a little bit younger than me, but they're in their 30s. They're all just killing it in life. I'm the only kind of black sheep weirdo, but they're all doctors and lawyers and, you know, professionals in the finance. And, you know, they were all living that lifestyle, too. But I will say in their case that they earned it. You know, they were making money and they were living in these nice high rises in St. Petersburg. But I would say if they're 21, probably their parents footing the bill, at least most of it, you know. But who knows? I mean, if you get a job now, if you go to school for computer programming, web developing, you know, you're going to get a job out of school. It's $80,000 to start.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But, you know, once you add it all up, I mean, I guess they don't have cars, you know, because they live in the city and you can walk everywhere. But my God, I mean, you add it all up and they, you know, and they're like going out every night. You know, I'm like, I don't know. They're either not planning for their future, or they're making a ton of money and I'm like totally made the wrong choices.
Yeah, I always wonder that too. I see people with these, you know, beautiful cars and homes and where do these people getting this money? But there's a lot of people with money out there. I mean, even middle classes, I think you're making, if you're in the 1%, you're making $300,000 a year, which would be, oh my God, I can't imagine what I would do with that much money. I've never even considered it. But I mean, I guess it's a thing. A lot of people make that.
I don't know any of those people. I wish I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the only ones I know that are doing that well are the doctors, but, you know, it's just the way it is. I don't know. Yeah, but it's, you know, I'm certainly not anywhere close to that. It's embarrassing how much money I have. I have to go to a bachelor party in October, and these people are, you know, they want to go fly to New Orleans and stay in this mansion, and I'm like, I can't. I'm embarrassed because I can't keep up, you know, with this lifestyle. But, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm hoping that my cryptocurrency initial investment from my Biden bucks continues to rise, which it has been the past few days, by the way. Not bragging. Just saying. But,
yeah, or you need a sugar mama.
Oh, my God. You said you don't make any money. Never mind.
No, I make a lot of money. I just need a little extra money.
Oh, I got you. What's your job? What's your, like, main job?
I work for a major grocery chain here in the area.
Oh, okay. Are you, like, a manager?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
not in the store, in the corporate office.
Oh, okay. So you probably do really well. Are you like Nicolas Cage where you just spend all your money and buy like, you know, artwork and stuff like that and just can't stop?
I wish that that was the case, but I do have a little bit of a deadbeat dead husband or ex-husband, so I wish.
Oh no! Are you but, are you Britney Spears and him? Are you paying him alimony? Is he Kevin Federline?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's what
I know.
Need.
For so many years. I know that is what you need, really.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I took care of him for 20 years.
Wow.
20 years we were married. Yeah.
And you have to do. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say you have to do that until he gets married, right?
No. Well, we were married in California, and California has no restriction on time.
Oh my God! Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And there is no marriage clause, so he can get until I petition the court. He can get alimony for forever.
Oh my goodness! You know? Do you know who Dave Foley is? Do you know who Dave?
No.
He's from. He was on news radio, Kids in the Hall. You would probably know him if you saw him. But he had this story.
Oh, probably.
He had this story where he was paying his wife alimony, and he was doing really well at one point. He had, you know, that he had news radio going, which was the biggest sitcom, you know, in America at one point. He was making a lot of money per episode, and he ended up getting divorced during that time. And after he got divorced, and he's paying this alimony, his career didn't go as well. And he is still on the hook for the news radio money that's not coming in anymore. So he has nothing. He's last time I heard,
right.
Which was on years ago, he was almost destitute, but he still has to pay this woman monthly.
Yes.
That
yes.
stinks, Jen.
Because they become accustomed to a lifestyle.
And there's no way to petition the court with that either. I guess if you have a good lawyer, they can just, financially rape you.
Well, California is a no-fault state, so they don't care what the reason is that you're getting a divorce. They, even though he was still married to me and was having a baby with someone else, you know, they don't care about that. They're like, he's become accustomed to a lifestyle that you provided for him, so you need to continue to provide it.
Jen, maybe you should look into purchasing some sort of cryptocurrency and getting on the dark web and hire some sort of person to take care of it, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
I do understand what you're saying.
Well,
yes.
Jen,
I would be an excellent sugar mama because I am very giving.
It sounds like it. Well, hit me up on Twitter. Are you on Twitter?
No, but I can be.
Or Instagram or Facebook, message the show.
Yeah.
And let's talk.
Okay.
Get an arrangement going. All right, Jen, thanks for the call.